Sorry, I had to cut Hunter off. We're talking about paintballing.
Paintballing, man.
You know.
God, we're children.
Yeah, I was just going to say, so our...
Paintballing's badass, though, dude.
Our awesome buddy, Rick, Mr. Fun Guy, who just... he's the nicest guy in the world. And yeah. One day we were talking about paintballing. It just you and I were, and you know, mentioned Kiki's never done it. So he hit me up the other day. He had some, you know, some new, some Screaming Yellow Brain Drain stuff and some Mr. Fun Guy stuff that he was working on. He's like, oh, I got some things for you. And then he's like, oh, by the way, I got something else for you. 4 paintball guns. He's like, I heard you guys talking about it. Here you go. And I'm like, Rick, you're the man. I love you so much. But now this has taken up so much of my time because I'm like, all right, well, I got to get some masks because I don't have any of the gear now at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm a 34-year-old guy, giddy like a teenager because I got 4 paintball guns. Oh, my God.
Telling you, it's awesome. It's yeah. Paintballing is – so we had like a group of friends. This was probably like 8 years ago now, maybe mm-hmm. even more. Every Sunday we'd get together at my buddy's house and we kind of made our own field through the woods he had. And oh, that was some of the greatest times of my life. I'm telling you, there's something about paintball that gets you breathing hard, gets that adrenaline going that you have never felt. You know, sports is one thing. You get that adrenaline going to sport. If you have anything flying over your head that's about, you know, some other human being out there trying to shoot you, your heart starts going a little bit. And man, I'm telling you, it's awesome.
So we're trying to get it all geared up for Labor Day weekend because we're going to be in a great spot to do it there up in Nuevo. So, I got to get some gear. So, when I brought those home, Kiki was like, what, where, why, how? And I'm like, oh, Rick, Mr. Fun Guy. He's like, oh, I heard you guys wanted a paintball. So here you go. So yes, Rick, thank you so much, brother. We appreciate it. And, if anybody loses his eye, I'm blaming you. Yeah. I'm going to get hit right in the throat.
Hey, Brock, take your mask off.
Yes. You son of a bitch. All right, folks, we got to get to it. Your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. That cam. Yeah, pump it. Yeah. What? That was weird.
Jeez, dude.
Researchers have developed an app that allows your smartphone to detect when you're drunk with over 90% accuracy. The smartphone technology uses sensors that monitor walking movements and can tell when you're not walking normally and starting to wobble a little bit as you move. You know what? I don't need my phone judging me, okay?
Yeah, seriously, dude. You already have people to, you already have your wife over there. Oh my God, you're drunk. Now your phone is doing it.
Yeah.
And you know what? No, I'm calling BS. I'm sorry. Unless his phone is taking breathalyzers, shut up.
Yeah.
You know, oh, because I'm stumbling around a little. What if I'm dancing?
Yeah.
What if you're out dancing?
Yeah. Exactly.
Your phone's like, you're drunk. You're dancing.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Well, for you, that would be
stupid app.
That would be legit because you only dance when you're drunk. So that does make sense there. If the phone notices this Hunter dancing, I mean, then we all know he's drunk. So that is a somewhat accurate, but still, though,
still don't like it.
I don't
like it.
Yeah, screw you, phone, Mr. Judgy phone. All right, you already judge me with the websites I look at. Okay, you make me clear my browser history all the time. Now you're gonna tell me that oh, you're drunk, again, are you? Shut up, phone.
It's another one of these cute apps. Look how clever it is. Like, yeah, you got to try it. Shut up. Get out of here.
Shut up, app.
All right.
Lastly, Kellogg just started selling new blue waffles in the UK.
Jeez, dude.
They're called mermaid waffles, and they have blue raspberry flavor.
So.
However, though.
You got to explain. What there's tons of people out there, Brock, going, okay, cool, blue waffles.
So I'm going to leave it up to you. Yeah, I'm going to leave it up to you, Hunter. You explain to people the whole reason this is a little bugaboo.
So back, God, this is back in like high school, man. This is, I don't know how far back this goes, but there was a thing that if you typed in, and please don't, I'm not telling you to do this. All right, if you guys, a lot of people know what the 2 girls, 1 cup thing is. And you know now to like, okay, I'm never typing that into anything ever. Well, blue waffles pretty much, it's close. It's not the same thing, but it's to that level of disgustingness, I should say. I'm explaining this pretty well, I think.
I think you're doing great.
And so now that they're making the actual blue waffle, like, I don't know if people are typing it into Google, but it's like, it's kind of facepalmish. And I'm not sure if the creators of the waffle know what the blue waffle is on Google. I don't think they do, because then they wouldn't do it.
They wouldn't have associated anything with that. You know, you got to look at all the angles, because if you're putting something out in the public and you don't do your due diligence to make sure it can't become an acronym, like the name can't become an acronym for anything. It's not related to sex. It's not really, you know, it's not related to any cults, anything like that. But yeah.
You know, what's funny is there's a lot of people are curious, like cats.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people out there right now just ready to type it in. Yeah. Don't do it.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, don't do it. So when you come back, why'd you talk? I'm telling you right now, don't effing do it. Don't type it into Google. It's terrible. You don't want that in your history. You don't want that in your brain.
No.
Trust me.
No. So heed our warning, folks. We've done everything we can to keep you from making this. Okay. Yeah. So just saying, don't ever say the Plan B Morning Show didn't do anything good for you. All right. Jeez. Blue waffle.
Why'd you even have to bring it up? Man, now I'm thinking about it.
I'm kind of hungry. I'm kind of hungry now thinking about this blue waffle.
I'm not.
All right, there you go. That's your morning dump.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.